morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, it's morning, it's morning, it's morning. I'm happy to be here. I know you're happy to be here. Listen, I want you to hang around for a couple of minutes. I'm about to drop some knowledge on you, and you about to wonder why. So listen, let's get to work. Next on AJC. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Listen, check this out, right? I got up this morning with a smile on my face, happy and ready to go, understanding that I know that God is a keeper, God is a lover of my soul, God is the one who makes everything I do possible, and I'm so happy to be with God. I hope you're happy to be with God, too, because I'm happy to be with him. So look, I want you to hear something real quick. I just picked up this clip that I wanted you to hear. I want you to check it out. It's not mine. It's not my music. But I want you to hear this music. Ah, sexy. Couldn't get it. Sexy. Sorry. Oh, that's it. Yeah, boy, hit it. Anyway, I got that song so that you can hear, because God said it's time to walk. What you got to understand today is that walking with Christ is more than just going to church every day. It's a mindset. So today I'm going to try to drop some knowledge on you, new folk. I'm going to try to drop some knowledge on the old ones to let you understand what happened and what you dropped it at. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to God, and God's talking to me, and I'm just praying, and he's talking back to me, and I'm talking back to him. He's just treating me like, listen, boy, let me tell you this. You know, that's what I love about him, because we have our own conversation. We have our own way we talk to each other, right? So I'm laughing about it, and I'm talking to him, and he's talking his junk, and I'm talking my junk. And as we going, I'm saying, God, thank you. God, thank you, because you showed me some things. You showed me some stuff to change me, to turn me around. So let me help you with this thing. Walking with Christ is just like becoming a vegan. It's just like a bodybuilder or anything else like that. It's a mindset, except it comes in two parts. It comes in two parts. Now, I'm gonna hit you with these two parts, give you what I got, and I'm going to get out your way, all right? Now, before I go into it, I want to thank everybody from the different radio stations that broadcast this live and will be recorded on their, be available on recordings. I want to thank everybody that will listen to it on the website or on the Discord servers and all the social media sites that will see this. I want to thank you for coming by visiting. I hope you get something out of it. I'm doing my best to give you some of this game. Now, so this is the deal, right? Walking with Christ, like I said, is a lifestyle. So the first part of that lifestyle is faith. And people think faith is just believing. Faith is actually an action word. Faith comes with you saying, okay, I'm going to make this change, period. Just like if you want to lose weight, you got to make that conscious decision to lose weight. I'm going to do whatever it takes every day of my life to lose weight. Just like that's what following Christ is. So let's work with it. Now, the first thing I realized about when I got to the level I'm at now is that the first part of Christ, of walking with Christ, is faith, of course. You have to believe. If you don't believe, you lost. And I don't mean just believe a little bit. I mean believe totally and completely. Get lost in God. Forget about who you are, put you down, and get lost in all the concepts and precepts of God. Why? That's hard to do. We can't do that. Yes, you can. You know why? Because you do it every day. Every day you go out and you get in your car, you believe that if you turn that key, that car is going to start up. If it doesn't, now you want to know, what's wrong with my car? Why it ain't working? When you sit down in the chair, you believe that when I sit down in that chair, it's going to hold my weight. If it doesn't, you're losing your mind. This is belief. That's all belief, faith is, believing in something above yourself. You may not can't make a chair. You may not can't make a car, but you believe that the one you have was made in such a way that it can do what it's supposed to do. That's what Christ is. Just believing he's going to do what he said he'd do. Now, the first part of faith, I mean, first part of changing is believing and understanding something. So I'm going to show you something. You see this? It's only a dollar. It's a dollar. But understand something. The beginning of my life was all I was thinking about is getting this. Getting more of this, going, getting more of this. So I ran after this. I ran after this full, wholeheartedly, full-fledged, as hard as I could. I ran after getting this thing. I got to get it. And any way possible, I had to get it. But I realized that when I was getting it, this determined who I was. So when I didn't have it, I didn't feel that I was who I was supposed to be. I didn't feel as though I was Calvin. I didn't feel as though I was to where I should be at. And the people around me treated me that way. When I had it, oh, they loved me. But when I didn't have it, I couldn't find them nowhere to be found. What I understood, though, is in my lifestyle now, I don't run to money. Money runs to me. See, I don't need money. Money needs me. See, once I got that in my head, once I understood that it wasn't about the money, it was about the God in me. So I don't go after the money. The money comes after me now. And I thank God every day for it. I mean, I got people. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you my business right now, but we're going to keep on going on this because it's time to work. See, so the first thought in my mind every morning is I remember where I came from. I remember where I came from. I remember how hard it was. I remember lights being turned off. I remember bill collectors chasing me. I remember ducking and diving from the police because I didn't get locked up. I remember those days. I remember being homeless. I remember those days. I remember people shutting the door in my face when I needed them most. I remember those days. That's why I'm so happy every time I wake up. Because I remember where I came from. I remember what I went through. I remember how I had to fight and struggle to get where I am today. I'm happy about it. Let's know it. I ain't got to worry about that now. God is worried about it now. I ain't worried about it. God got to worry about it. Oh, it's beautiful. The Bible says, and this is the good thing about the Bible. 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The new is here. The Bible tells me that we get new mercies every day. Every day I wake up, I'm happy for it. I'm glad that God changed my life. His concept of freedom changed my life. So I'm happy about it, right? I'm a common sense Christian. That's common sense. When you think about something, you know, I look at money sometimes and I see people that's like, I got all this money and going through all kinds of trials and tribulations and stress because we without a whole lot of money, we always be like, if I get more money. But I look at those people, those millionaires and billionaires, and I see how much they got to go through just to keep the money they got, just to realize if the people around them are really friends or if they just there to get what they can. You know, all that right there, is just like, it's stressful. I mean, you can look back in time and you can see different artists and how they took their life. They were at the, you know, Robin Williams, I mean, I feel so bad for him, but Robin Williams took his life. You understand? I mean, you have stars, people that should be at the top of their game, working hard, just dying. Michael Jackson, I mean, look at these, some of these people you see that's going through this stress. Will. Will right now. Anyway, we ain't going to stress on that. Anyway. But they have all, they, if, when we look at their life, we think to ourselves, they got everything they should have. The one thing they don't have is peace. They don't have any peace. Oh, you can look at home, you can look at anybody you want, and you ask them, this is that kind of money. They don't have a lot of peace in their life. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of possessions, but they don't have peace. So my first thing I do in the morning is I remember where I came from. That makes me more happy about where I am. Because I remember staying with my mother-in-law on the third floor in the attic. Me and my wife. And it was 900 degrees in the attic. I'm thankful for her giving us a place to stay. But it was hot. We was hot up there. But we came through that. We can't do that. You understand? I remember those things. The second part of walking with Christ is never letting your dreams go. Never forgetting where you want to go. Never forgetting your dreams. Never giving up on your dreams. Always keeping your dreams. And though they may change from year to year, listen, I'm 58 years old. This year, last year was the first year I had what is called a vision board. I have a vision board at 58 years old. At 58 years old, I have a vision board with things that I want to do that I'm focused on right now to do next year and this year and the year after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made a vision board to say, Lord, this is going to hold me accountable for myself. This is going to hold me accountable for what I want to do. This is going to hold me accountable for how you said I could live. Let me teach this. Dwayne, The Rock Johnson. Dwayne Johnson. You know The Rock. You know what The Rock is cooking. You know The Rock. He said this. He said, wake up determined. Go to bed satisfied. Wake up determined. Go to bed satisfied. What that means is this. When you wake up in the morning, be focused on something. Be focused on doing something. Be focused on getting something. Be focused on going somewhere, taking your life further. I don't care if you're 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. Wake up in the morning determined to move forward. I said, what? Rob, I ain't think all I thought you had was a whole bunch of biceps. I know you had a brain with it. No, I'm joking. I like Rock. Rock cool with me. I watch all his movies. He's good with me. Rock, don't beat me up, bro. You know, I see you. Don't touch me, bro. But I said, God, if we could wake up with the mindset to move forward. Because like I said at the beginning, faith is an action word. You got to move with faith. You got to go forward. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So when you got faith, you got to have works with it so they can move forward. I don't care what age you are. Listen to this. Listen to this. Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? See, we get captivated at a place and we start getting scared. Oh, I'm too old. We start making excuses. Oh, I don't got enough money. My health ain't that bad. Listen. Stop making excuses. Stop living in that complacent place. I see so many families, wonderful people, beautiful people, awesome people, and they got to a place in their life, and it's like they got stagnated. Like, there's nothing left after this. Like I'm sitting here. I'm staying here. There's no movement. Like I'm comfortable right here. So I can do this right here. What happens when you shake that up? What happens when you move out of your comfort zone to reach for something more? See, when you sit in that comfort zone and don't do anything and just sit there, God lets you sit in that box. He won't let nobody come by you. He won't let you do nothing else. But he'll allow you to sit there and you'll wither away without doing half the stuff you wanted to do. What happens when you break outside that box? When you say, this right here is okay, but I want more. What happens when you say, this is okay, but I want more? And then you start pulling on God. Pulling on him to give you more, to get more from him. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I want that house you promised me. See, I don't see the logic. And this is I'm just a common sense Christian. But I don't see the logic. And for me, serving Christ all my life and living a humdrum life of boredom and afraid of taking any chances, afraid to make any movement, afraid to do anything but go to work, come home, sit in my four walls, go back to church on Sunday, come back to my four walls, go to church on Wednesday, come back and sit in my four walls, go to work Monday through Friday, come back. I don't see that as being existence. I don't see that being life. I see it as existing, but I don't see it as being life. And that's why now, right here at 58 years old, I pull so hard on God. I opened up the box. I kicked down the door. I opened the windows up. God, I got to go. And I need you to understand that that's what you need to do. You need to say, okay, you turn over, and I don't care how long you've been married, if you're married, if you're going together, whatever the case may be, you look at that joker next to you and say, listen, bro, or listen, girlfriend, look, I want to be here at some point in my life. We need to start making plans to get to that point, period, and then move on it. Say, God, I'm about to go do this. If you want your house remodeled, say, listen, we need to get this house remodeled. I don't know how it's going to happen, but we need to make it happen now. So we need to come together and make it happen. If you want a new car, I tell my testimony all the time. This testimony. My wife, a few years ago, she said to me, we was living good, we was renting. And she came to me and she said, honey, I love you. She said, I want me a new car and I want me a house. Period. Just like that. Period. She said, I want me a new car and I want me a and I looked at her and I literally looked at her like, really? Just that's all you want? A car and a new car and a house? That's what she said to me. I want another car and a house. And at that point, guess what happened? I said, God, you heard her. I started praying on it. She got her car. We got our house. God, listen to me. I prayed on it. I had faith that it was going to happen, and I said, start moving. God gave me a number. He said, son, tell her she can buy a car in this price range. Because we didn't want to have payments and stuff. You can buy a car in this price range. We didn't have the money at the time, but he said, you can buy a car in this price range. She said, okay. She started looking for the car, and then she figured God gave her the way for us to do it. He gave us a strategy so that we can buy the car without owing anybody. Right now, her car is paid off already. The day she took it off the lot, it was hers. A bank couldn't come back and get it. Nobody could repossess it. The car was hers the day she took it off the lot. I'm trying to tell you, if you want it from God, he'll give it to you. I'm not making this stuff up. If she was here right now, she could tell you. We did the same thing with the house. Set up situation. We made a plan. Boom. Moved into the house. We bought our house before the house went up on for sale. People didn't even know the house was up for sale. We went and we bought the house. The people hadn't even moved yet. We was buying the house. I'm trying to tell you, it's time to work. It's time to work. I don't care what nobody told you in the past. I don't care what nobody's telling you right now. I don't care who you are. I don't care your situation. If you want it to change, you go to work right now. And I don't mean go to your 9-to-5. I mean you sit down. You talk to God. You make out. You let him help you make out a plan to get to that point, and you start working that plan. And when you come up against a hard place, you say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When you come to a hard place, you say, this too shall pass. When somebody closes the door in your face, God closes the door so he can open up new ones. You got to know the word. You got to speak the word. You got to work that word. I'm trying to tell you this morning that it's okay. God said it's time to work. I'm just giving you common sense. This is how I do it. I wake up in the morning. I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go to work. I'm up 5, 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes thinking, listen, look, let me tell you something. I woke up this morning. I'm something right now. About me. Listen. 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up in the morning and he starts downloading stuff to me and I'm writing. I set up video or the precept or concept of the videos for 16 weeks. So for the next 16 weeks, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. I know exactly what scriptures I might use or may not use. I know it. It's already in place because I know that 16 weeks, I'm going to talk to God, regardless of anybody around, regardless of anybody. The next 16 weeks, I'm going. Now, at the end of that 16 weeks, I'll have to do, add more, but I got 16 weeks already set up. I don't have a thought in my mind that I can't do it. It won't happen. That is no longer in my mind. The thought that I can't achieve, the thought I can't do more, the thought I can't have is no longer, that word can't is not there anymore. It's not. If you, and I got a wife that is down with me. You ever heard that saying, my ride or die? That's my ride or die. She down with me. Regardless. She take care of the finances in the house. So when I want something, I just go to her and say, I want this. Just that simple. I don't go out and get another job to get it. I don't go out and hustle in the streets. I don't go out and rob and get it. Babe, I want this. She take care of the finances. Now, I may not get it that day, but the minute I ask my wife for something, she's trying to work out a way for me to get it. Now, I'm not telling her, God gave you the money. You take care of the money. I make sure you take care of it. That's how it works. So if I want something, I go to her and I say, babe, I want something. The moment I say I want it, she start working out. She start talking to God and working out how to get it to me. How can I give my husband what he wants and keep everything the way it should be? She'll. You might not get it today, but believe me, after I asked her for it, 3-4 days later, she said to me, when you want it? When you want it? Because, you know, if she come to me and say she wants something, my next move is I'm going to find out, God, how I'm going to get it to her. No questions asked. That's how it's done. I have faith in God so much that there's nothing she can ask for that I won't give her. If she told me she wanted a mansion, I would start figuring out a way how to make enough money to put it together to get her that mansion. And for her to keep it. Not just get it, but for her to keep it. See, God ain't going to give me something to take it back. I'm going to find out, God, how am I going to get her a mansion and how am I going to get it for her to keep it? How much do I have to make for her to give to keep that thing until she meets you? Simple. Listen to this. This is for you. It's for you right now, because we're about to get out of here. It's a poem from Greta Swan, and the name of the poem is Sounds of Silence. The whispers of the wind speak a language of love on my face. The fragrance of lilacs it brings me has caused me to reverence this place. It's called my oasis of silence. The birds sing their sweet songs of praise. They toil, yet their voices are ringing with melodies humans can't raise. To me, they speak wonders of silence. They drown out a world full of care, refreshing my soul with their beauty, like God sending answers to my prayers. The trees cast a shade from the sunshine, that raised from its warmth still appear. The bees search for nectar and flowers. As a blossom by blossom they clear. These heavenly sounds that surround me, the silence they bring to my soul, is where I can leave all my burdens. They tell me God's still in control. See, you got to understand, when you walk in this walk, and this is the deal, you got to get the word. Faith is an action word. Faith, unadulterated, undeniable faith, saying that I believe. You get that faith in God. Like you got that faith in your job. Like you got that faith in your significant other. Like you got that faith in your cars, in your house. Like you got that faith. You get that in God the same way and believe that you believe that you believe that you believe that there's nothing in this world he can't do for you, and you can live the life that you want for you. I cannot see myself leaving this earth and not having everything that God has for me. A scripture says, a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley see, a lot of times you don't understand that God is here to make your crooked road straight, to fill every valley, to chop down every hill. He's here to give you what you need to do what God wants you to do. See, sometimes we fail to understand that it's God that does it. It's not us. It's God who gives us another chance to do all the things we ask him to do. It's God that wakes us up every day and says, son, I need you to do my will. Son, I want you to have more than you ever had. And I need you to understand today that it's not his will for you to be lost. It's not his will for you to hurt. It's not his will for you to cry. So do me a favor today. When you get out there into that world of craziness, when you get out to that world of oh, my God. Take God with you. Wherever you go, take him with you. Don't let him treat you like a second-class citizen, and don't you treat him like one. Stop getting up, leaving God on the mantelpiece. Pick him up and take him with you. Let him in every aspect of your life. And get to work. Get to work. I'm your host, AJC, and I want to thank you today for coming by visiting with me. I want to tell you that I love you. I want to love you like never before. And God loves you too. And until next time, peace.